Philip Semple, PF, the surgeon here. Today's date is 01/05/2026. Dictation is 4. Miss Lohani Lobo. Lobo spells L-O-B-O. Lohani spells L-O-H-A-N-Y. Date of birth is 09/07/1986. This is a 39-year-old female. Here for a follow-up period. Next paragraph. Patient stated she was seen in the emergency room. About 2 or 3 days ago, where she was diagnosed with diabetes. She stated her first random glucose was 400, her second after treatment was 312. Says she was discharged with no medication. They advised her to find a PCP for management of her elevated glucose period. She says she's had a slight headache right now. She stated headache is located diffusely in her scalp, is rated 4/10, not a worse of her life, said it's gradual onset. Denies double vision or blurred vision, denies frequent urination, polydipsia. The next paragraph, past medical history, diabetes, past surgical history, tubal ligation, social history. She denies alcohol, drug, or tobacco use. Next paragraph. Said her last period was 12/31/2025. Was normal. Next paragraph. Medication, none. She indicated that she has used Jordan's 25 milligrams in the past, but has been without it for a while period. Says she would like to have a refill of the Jordan's and to see if she can be on Ozempic period. She says she has insurance, but it could not have been confirmed today. And she says she thinks her insurance will pay for the Ozempic period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. No acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 113/78. Pulse 98. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. Normal bowel sounds. No rebound. No guarding. Period. No visible peristalsis. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bullae. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities. Full range of motion of upper and lower extremities. No discomfort or range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro. Alert oriented times 3. Cranial nerve routine is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Wouldn't affect a normal. Period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is diabetes type 2. Open parenthesis. Poorly controlled. Assessment number 2 is hyperglycemia. Number 3 is ER follow-up. Number 4 is medication refill period. Next paragraph. Patient was given both Ozempic, 2/3 mils, 0.25 milligrams sub-Q weekly for 90 days, and Jordan, 25 milligrams, 1 PO daily for 90 days, number 90. She was advised to take the Jordans until her Ozempic is approved. And once her Ozempic is approved, she must stop the Jordans and start the Ozempic, which she prefers compared to the Jordans period. Patient was advised to come back tomorrow, as she came here late this evening to have CBC, CMP, ultrasounds. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.